Just before the April election, we reported on the rise of school districts around the state going to referendum for operating expenses. In February and April, voters approved 41 operating referenda, the biggest being the $252 million a year one for the Milwaukee Public Schools. But a number of districts saw their requests denied by voters. The two school districts we profiled, Fort Atkinson and Richland, both saw theirs pass. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz tells us they both used the same method to make their referenda look more appealing to voters, promising them the tax increase wouldn't cost them anything.
In the run-up to Election Day, the Fort Atkinson School District held a public information session on the referendum.
The upcoming operational referendum provides the district to use funds differently.
The district was telling voters the operational referendum would let them levy an additional $6.5 million a year for 3 years to avoid more cuts. But it was promising voters it would not result in a tax increase.
I just want to make sure that I have the figures straight because I'm still having trouble relating them.
There was a lot of confusion.
I'm afraid I don't understand that connection.
Here's the amount Fort Atkinson receives from property taxes. Fort Atkinson could promise a $6.5 million increase for the next 3 years wouldn't raise taxes because they'd already increased their levy by $7 million the year before to prepay an old construction loan. It's called defeasance, and it's one of the only ways a district can increase their spending limits without permission from voters or the state. If the operating referendum passed, they would go back to paying their normal debt payment in future years. Defeasance is essentially prepaying debt to avoid interest. District Administrator Rob Abbott says after their operating referendum failed the prior 2 years, the school board decided to raise their levy to prepay debt.
So the idea of defeasance or prepaying debt, is difficult for people to understand, but it definitely is a strategy that is a long-term benefit to the taxpayer. In our case, it equates to around $3.4 million in savings of interest over the term of those 20-year bonds.
But the school board members clearly didn't want to say they'd already raised taxes on their own. They described it as needing voter approval to reallocate funds.
Now we're saying we need the money to be able to maintain the current programming we have. We can't use that funding over there that we used to prepay the debt.
It really wasn't sinking in.
Of that prepaid $7 million one-time payment, you're seeking permission to shift $6.5 million 3 times.
We're levying the same dollar amount over each year, approximately, but we're just shifting or reallocating based on voter permission.
It doesn't matter whether we vote yes or no because you're still going to just move it around, and that's really not true.
No, they can't. They can't move it around. They need our permission.
Even in our best efforts to be as simple or to be as concrete as possible when talking about school finance, it's still very, very difficult for people to understand how all of that works.
In the Richland School District, an increase in state aid a couple years ago would have meant a drop in the tax rate.
We wanted to stabilize that mill rate and then use that to prepay some of our existing debt.
District Administrator Steve Board says the school board decided to use defeasance to keep the rate the same.
As a result, we've taken an $8.7 million debt and we've got it down to just over $4 million in just a couple of years.
That allowed them to sell their referendum as tax neutral as well.
And so then we've been able to use that gap to do this operational referendum essentially at a zero tax impact.
Both district administrators say the use of defeasance to set up their operating referendum was key to passage.
This isn't a referendum that we can live without. So we're forced to create an effort that will hopefully be as successful as possible in passing a referendum.
Richland's operating referendum passed by 139 votes. Fort Atkinson's passed by just 79 votes. Some of their neighboring districts didn't have the same results. Voters in the Mauston School District rejected their operating referendum by 480 votes. Voters in the Jefferson School District rejected theirs by 685. Both Mauston and Jefferson were asking for less money than their neighbors, but each of those came with a tax increase. So should we expect to see more districts using defeasance of capital debt in order to make an operating referendum look tax neutral?
So a district can only do that if they have referendum debt out there for capital improvements that they're taking out bonds on, and then they can use that defeasance strategy as a way to help stabilize the mill rate.
But I think for other districts, if they are not passing an operational referendum, the only other way they can keep that tax rate stable or where it had been is to prepay debt if they have debt. But of course, when districts run out of debt, that opportunity evaporates as well.
Reporting from Fort Atkinson, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.